Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 1st, 1977, in Bombay, India.
We are combination of matter and spirit. The spirit is Dibba, transcendent. Aparayam vitasu vidhime prasidhinta, that is parakrutita, superior. So there is the superior identity. And for understanding that superior identity, we require superior knowledge, not ordinary knowledge. Dibhajnana ride prakasam. So this is the duty of the Guru to awaken that Dibhajnana. Dibhajnana. And because Guru enlightens that Dibhajnana, he is worshipped. That is required. Modern are always, this is Maya. The Dibhajnana is never manifested. They are kept in the darkness of Adibhajnana. Adibhajnana means, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is Adibhajnana. Dehatmabuddhi. Dasyatmabuddhi. Punapriti. I am not Dibhajnana. So the beginning of Dibhajnana is there when we try to understand that I am not this body. I am superior element. I am spirit soul. This is inferior. So, why should I remain in this inferior knowledge? We should not remain in this inferior. Inferior knowledge means darkness. Tamasi ma. The Vedic injunction is, don't remain in the inferior knowledge. Jyotirgama, come to the superior. So, to worship Guru means, because He gives us superior knowledge, not this knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life and defend. Generally, the political leaders, social leaders, they give this knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. The Guru has no business with these things. He is Dibhajnana, superior knowledge. And that is required. This human form of life is an opportunity to awaken that Dibhajnana. It is a prakasha. And if he is kept in darkness about that Dibhajnana, simply if he is trained up how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to do that, then life is wrong. There is a great loss. Mittu saṅsāravatmani aprāpyam māṁ nivartante mittu saṅsāravatmani. Very risky life if we do not awaken our Dibhajnana. We should always remember. Very risky life. Once again, thrown into the waves of birth and death, we do not know where I am going. Very serious. So this Krishna consciousness is vibhogya. It is not ordinary knowledge. Everyone should try to understand this vibhogya. Daivi prakriti maasi. Therefore, one who is interested in this vibhogya, he is called Daivi prakriti maasi. From Daivi vibha comes the Sanskrit word. Sanskrit word from Daivi vibha, adjective. So, mahatmanasamam prasa Daivi prakriti maasi. One who has taken to this, the Bhagyan process, is Mahatma. Mahatma is not made by stamping or receiving knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex. That is not the definition in this Shastra. So Mahatma Sudhula. Bhavunam janmanamansi jnanaman mahatma. Vasudeva Sarvani, Samatma. One who has got this Vibhagya, Vasudeva Sarvani, Samatma, that is Mahatma. But that is very, very, otherwise, Mahatma like me, there are a lot of industry, that is there. So you should always remember this word, Vibhagya Anajideva. And because the spiritual master enlightens the vibhogya, one feels obliged to jasya prasadat, prasadat, jasya prasadat, bhagati. So this Guru Puja essential, as a deity worship essential, it is not cheap adoration. It is the process of enlightening the Bhagya. Thank you very much.